One of the great mysteries of ancient Egypt has become a little less mysterious. Scientists who have been studying the 3,300-year-old mummy of King Tut say there is no sign the king was murdered. That contradicts a theory that Tut was dispatched with a blow to the head. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more on the story.
King Tutankhamun lived fast and died young. Archaeologists believe he ascended the throne during the so-called 18th dynasty of ancient Egypt when he was just 8 years old. He died at 19 and was mummified. In 1922, the discovery of King Tut's tomb, along with thousands of beautiful artifacts, was a high point of modern archaeology. Sloppy work by excavators removing the body from the sarcophagus was one of the low points. They pried the mummy out with crowbars and left it in the sun. Since then, scientists have wondered how the young Tut died. In 1968, British scientists x-rayed the mummy and said they found signs of a blow to the back of the head. There was also a bone chip inside the skull. Since then, murder has been strongly suspected. Now a team led by the head of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities, Zahi Hawass, has examined the body with computerized scanning machines. They say no blow to the head. They did find signs of a leg fracture, however. Kathleen Cooney, a Stanford University Egyptologist who studied ancient mummies, says the computerized scans don't necessarily rule out murder.
All this has proved is that there was no blow to the back of the head, and there was no injury to his skull. What the CAT scans seem to show is that there was an injury to his thigh that may not have healed. The cause of death is by no means clear.
Egyptian scientists agree it might have been murder, say poison, or it could have been an infection. But there's no way to tell. They say they'll soon return the body to its tomb. Cooney says scanning works best when a mummy is in better condition than King Tut's. For example, the mummy of Tut's putative grandfather, Amenhotep III.
Just an examination of his body shows a massive abscess in one of his molars, which caused a huge hole in his jaw. And Egyptologists suppose that that abscess burst, and he died from an infected tooth.
The Egyptian scientists plan to scan more mummies. Their research will be featured in a King Tut exhibit coming to the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, where Cooney will be co-curator. It will also tour other U.S. museums. Income from visitors' fees will finance more research in Egypt. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
You want to do some detective work yourself? Photos of King Tut's mummy are at npr.org.